Looking for community. Aren't you glad that God is a people person? I mean, really. God has always had a people. I don't have the time to go through the Old Testament, but man, he's always had a people. Adam and Eve, Israel, sent the Lord Jesus Christ to form the church. And there's a time we just come together to celebrate that fact. Yeah, we celebrate that God created Five Forks. But you know what? We're celebrating God this morning, right? I mean, really. We're celebrating all that he's done. And we look for community. I think God instills that in our hearts, especially when we know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Church, a church home is absolutely vital. If it wasn't, God wasted some time creating the church, didn't he? And we all need community. We all need a church. And so we look for church. We found, many of us, we found community here at Five Forks Baptist Church. But you know, there's a time in the New Testament the Lord Jesus Christ went home. He went back to Nazareth. He went back and preached, and he taught in the synagogue there. And you know what happened? They rejected him. Matter of fact, they picked up stones. They were going to carry him to the edge of a cliff that Nazareth was built on and throw him over. They were so angry at him. But he walked through and came his way because it was not his time. He died. He resurrected. He ascended into heaven. A few days later, the Holy Spirit came down and the church was born. It wasn't long after that before the first martyr of the Christian faith, his name was Stephen, and he was stoned to death. And Saul, the great persecutor to come, was there giving his approval. And because persecution broke out, this is what happened. All the church was in Jerusalem. It was 3,000 to 5,000 or more people. Mega church, okay? Persecution broke out. The church left. They left Jerusalem. They went everywhere. And you know what happened? You know what God did? He created churches everywhere that they went. And one church was in Antioch, way north of Jerusalem, and there revival broke out. I mean, people were being won by the dozens. People were coming to know Jesus Christ, and the church up to this point was Jewish. But you know what happened? You know what happened in Antioch? Gentiles, non-Jewish people, began being saved. And Barnabas went to check this thing out, and he saw what God was doing, and he called Paul, who came and joined him there. And it was a short time later after that in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 13, the church was growing. God was blessed. Everyone was excited. And they said, we got to share this thing that we have, that we found in the Lord Jesus. And so they sent Paul and Barnabas out on the world's very first missionary trip. And there they went. They spent about a year. And the Bible says, and they sailed back to Antioch, where they'd been entrusted to the grace of God for the work that they had now completed. And when they arrived, it was homecoming, because the church gathered together and they reported everything God had done with them. They looked back, they shared what God was doing with them and what God had done and how he had opened the door of faith to Gentiles. Folks, let me tell you, if God hadn't opened the door of faith to the Gentiles, we wouldn't be sitting here. It would be a Jewish church. But now let's reflect on that homecoming for just a few moments, okay? And let's gain some insight really in what homecoming is all about. First of all, just sort of drawing loosely from the book of Acts and what I've shared with you, homecoming is a time to look at where we have been. Francis shared that so well this morning. Brother Bain, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for allowing God to use you and helping this church to get started and be born. We thank God for you. When you come back to that book of Acts, I don't know about you, but man, I'd love to have been present at that first homecoming service when Paul and Barnabas stood up and reported all that they'd done, all that God had done through them, all that they witnessed and all that they'd seen. Wouldn't you like to have heard that? I mean, all this was brand spanking new. And they shared of their great missionary adventure, and it became obvious, I think, to the members of the Antioch church there that their trip, it surely had not been a vacation, but it started on the Isle of Cyprus, and all that they went through and all that they encountered and the churches that Paul established there. And even the difficulties that they had, a man by the name of Bar-Jesus, B-A-R, which means son of, a man was claiming to be the son of Jesus. But Paul put him in his place. But then it was in a little town of Lystra that Paul was stoned, thinking that he was dead, and his body was dragged outside of the city. But God raised him back up. And they were shared all of these stories here of where they had been and what they had done and where they had and what God had done. Again, we heard from Francis the start of what God did here at Five Forks Baptist Church, of how he began this church 43 years ago. But homecoming is now not only a time to look back at where we have been, but homecoming is a time of where we look at where we are. And I've asked a gentleman in our church, one of our newer members, Gary Gaffney. Gary, where are you? Would you come up all the way to the back? He's going to take 2 minutes to share with us why he feels God led him and his family to come and to join this good church. Thank you, Gary. God bless you, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. So you said I had 30 minutes or three minutes?
You asked them.
My wife, Amy, said, when is Pastor Howard going to have you come up? And I said, well, it's in the middle of his sermon. She goes, well, no pressure there, right? So thank y'all. My name's Gary Gaffney, and we joined the church in May. And so we're so grateful to be here. As I was reflecting last night on what brought the Gaffney family here to Five Forks Baptist, I came up with four main reasons. One was the leadership of the church. Two was the people, the members. Three was the vision of the church, and then four was the focus of the church. But ultimately, it was God that brought us here. So our journey is unique, just as each person or each family that's here today, on how you got here. Amy and I have been married for over 18 years, and our marriage started as members of Earl Street Baptist Church in downtown Greenville. After moving to North Myrtle Beach for 10 years, we returned to Greenville 3 years ago. We tried a few local churches, but God had more for us. One night this winter, I told Amy, I said, I'd like to try a local Baptist church, because we'd gone to some Methodist, Presbyterian, a couple of others. So I looked at three local churches, but what stood out for me were the smiling faces of the leadership of this church. It was all over the church website. The second reason we're here is the people of the church. The members of Five Forks Baptist. We were treated in a friendly, welcoming atmosphere from day one. You see, it doesn't matter if you have a great building, if you have a great pastor, if you have a great choir, great music like we had today, but if your members don't roll out the red carpet for guests every week, your church will not grow. And we were treated with wide, welcoming, open arms. The third reason we are here is the vision, mission, and values of the church. They were clearly stated, and week after week, they were reinforced during each worship service. That was reason number four, the focus of the church. It was a clear focus that Five Forks Baptist wants to see God's name become great among all nations. It's to serve God, it's to engage the community, and to grow together in Christ. You see, this is a homecoming of sorts for our family to be back in a solid Baptist church. So that's why we are members with you at Five Forks Baptist Church. My wife said recently that this is the first time in years that she's excited to get up and go to church. And I agree with that 100%. So I just want to say thank you for having the Gaffney Mammy family as members of Five Forks Baptist Church. Thank you.
Thank you. There you go. Amen. Well, we know from historical records that Barnabas and Paul's first missionary trip lasted a year or maybe 2 years, and then they came back and they reported, and during that period of rest, then Paul and Barnabas had time to reflect on where they had been and then where they were now and what God was wanting to do in their midst now, where God was beginning to plant seeds of where they were to go. So Paul and Barnabas weren't simply resting on their laurels during this time, but we see that God began to stir in their heart about all these little churches they had founded and the pastors they had established there. And they were confident that God was blessing them even in their absence. But for you and I here at Five Forks Baptist Church, where are we right now? And this is what Gary, I believe, so well established for us here is our focus and our vision. God has blessed us. I mean, whether you're changing a diaper, or you're greeting someone, or you're teaching a class, or you're serving in leadership, the wonderful spirit that God has given to us. But God, His Spirit's wonderful anyway. And I pray this is just His Spirit coming through us here. The giving and the serving and the missions and all that God is doing here, it gets me excited about the future as well. Because homecoming is not only a time to look at where we are, where we were. Homecoming is not only a time of where we are, but homecoming is also a time to look at where we're going. I believe the church at Antioch during that time, 2,000 years ago, was probably the most vibrant church at that time, and the most vibrant church that we can read of in the New Testament. And I believe it's from that church we learn a very valuable truth, that it is this: in order for a church to maintain her vitality, in order for a church to remain healthy, that church never must become satisfied with a vision that's confined within the walls of the church. You know what? God doesn't exist for us. We exist for God. We exist to bring Him glory. Do you agree with that? In Psalm 34, David says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." We've tasted, so many of us in here, we've tasted the Lord Jesus Christ. We've experienced Him. He's good. I'm going to share two videos with you. The first one. All right. Do you remember the first time you tasted ice cream? Do you remember the first time you fed your child or grandchild ice cream? Man, what a great time that was, right? We've tasted the Lord Jesus Christ. This next video was shared at a pastor's meeting I went to by a missionary from Campus Crusade for Christ. And he's involved with the Jesus Project. And that is, they take that old Jesus video, it's 40 years old now, and they're going all around the world playing that video to people who've never heard of Jesus. Let's watch this video of their first taste of Jesus.
And I was just awestruck by the number of people that were present. Probably we would guesstimate about 4,500 people came to the premiere. Certainly much more than I had ever anticipated.
They were so focused, they hardly moved. Their eyes were just glued to the screen.
I thought, you know, God is really speaking to them. They're not watching a movie. They're having an experience with Jesus Christ. He's speaking to their hearts and they're responding.
They were just moved. You could hear them groan.
We've tasted and seen that the Lord is good. We've tasted the Lord's love, God's love expressed to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. There are many who've never tasted of Him. This is why we have a vision statement: to make God's name great in all the world. And we're going to do this by serving God, engaging the community, and growing together in the Lord Jesus Christ. Homecoming is not only a time to look at where we were, not only a time to look at who we are, or where we are now, but it's a time to look at where we're going. I believe God has blessed Five Forks at this time with everything they need to do whatever God leads them to do. It could be buildings, it could be ministries, it could be anything, all to reach, begin with, this community. For those who've never tasted Jesus, and from there, to wherever God leads us. The good news in the book of Acts: Paul packed his bags and sailed away again for a second trip, for a third trip, and possibly even a fourth trip as well, because a vision was before him. We're looking for community, but the Bible says this as we look, that our main focus is this. And so let us fix our eyes. Let us look on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We're going to close the service and we're going to sing a song. It's not your standard invitation song, but I just want to share with you. God is leading you to be a part of this vision here at Five Forks Baptist Church and leading you to join the church. We're going to have baptism next week too if you want to be baptized. God has led you to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you'll just come and share that with me here at the front as we sing, as I stand there, I would appreciate that. Let's stand together and we're going to be dismissed.